For about the last 5 years, every so often we've hired graphic design teams to rethink various cherished symbols. Valentine's Day, the gay flag, the Monopoly board. To decide on our newest target for a redesign, we went to you, our listeners.
An apple for the teacher, that seems the thing to do.
A teacher wrote in frustrated with the corny old-fashioned visual junk teachers get stuck with. Apples, ABCs, 1-2-3s, one-room schoolhouses with bells on top. We especially liked the phrase she used for this, apple crapple. And we asked teachers around the country what they might want to see instead of that stuff. Then we gave those ideas to a team of professionals, a New York design firm called Hyperact. Hyperact's co-principals are Julia Vaxer-Zeltzer and DeRoy Peraza. Welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you for having us.
Here's a handsome handsome deck that you've created that I haven't looked at. This is an authentic reveal. It says Studio 360 rebranding teachers. Walk me through this.
Well, our goal was to create a language that really captured the sophistication of teaching.
We look for metaphors to figure out what they could be, what represents teachers better than apple, or abacus, or a ruler. And as we were looking for inspiration, we came across this amazing quote by Mark Van Doren. He said, "The art of teaching is the art of assisting discovery." And with that idea, we went looking for the visual.
Hyperact is eight designers, so eight of us took to the pencil and just sketched our
hearts
out for a couple days and threw everything up on the wall.
There was arrows, radiating sun, compass. All these ideas were guiding us in some way.
And I want to let listeners know that as we're talking right now, they can look through this presentation along with us online at studio360.org.
What we really liked about this quote as a guiding light was that
assisting discovery.
Yeah, it's assisting discovery, but it's not dictators of knowledge. They are guides. They help you as a student connect the dots. So this concept of connecting the dots, we felt, really had this exciting potential. Visual maps, like teachers, help learners in many different ways of learning.
Everybody doesn't read a map the same way.
Exactly. But you can do so many things with maps. You can brainstorm ideas. You can reveal relationships. You can explain processes, tell stories.
Also, connecting the dots, in addition to being a visual thing, has a well-known, well-understood.
Right, it's a formation of ideas.
Yeah.
It's ideas forming before you.
As the client, let me say, I love maps. So you're
we're in the clear.
We love maps as well.
Well, that made a whole lot of sense because connecting the dots was already part of the visual language in the classroom. Say you look at the molecular structure, there are connections.
Circuit boards.
Yeah. That's right.
So you hit on the idea. You said that's the idea, and then actually you started. And I'm happy to see that. I was going to ask you about colors, but then I think, oh, that'll seem too superficial. But here you have a whole page about colors.
Yeah. It's all in the warm yellow family. School bus uses yellow. A notepad, you'll find them yellow as well. Pencils,
right.
Sticky notes, all of this.
Orangish yellow.
Once we identify the idea, the connecting of the dots, identify the color, we went on to look for the right typeface. We found a typeface called Chevin. We felt like it was a proud, friendly, yet serious typeface with a modern touch to it.
Although it looks like a typeface, it's sans serif, and it looks like something that might be used to suggest a primer, education, an alphabet in a classroom, in a good way, which is to say, like the yellow or orange, you're going for familiar-looking resonances.
Right, but staying away from big bubble letters.
Right.
Because, again, we don't want to...
Comic Sans.
Right. we don't want to talk just to the six-year-old. We put all of that stuff together, our concept of connecting the dots, the color palette of yellow, the warm yellow, Chevin as the base typeface for the brand, and we thought about a brand. And we decided to use, instead of using the word teacher, we shortened it and turned it into the verb teach. Because teach is a call to action. We can use it to remind people the importance of teaching. Teach, it's important. We can connect it to subject areas. Teach science, teach math. Part of each letter is connected in linear form, but part of it is left as dots to be connected.
These are works in progress.
They're works in progress. And we wanted to create the metaphor in the word mark that this is about connecting the dots, but it's not about having teachers connect all the dots for you.
And they could be connected in various ways. You can connect them in a color. You could connect them in a zigzaggy line, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it leaves some indeterminacy, which good education should.
And then we really had fun taking it into things like
the merchandise.
Bathroom signage,
yes.
And the merchandise and stuff. And so with the bathroom signs, again, it's creating the figure of the icons of the woman and the man out of these connected dots,
partially
which are partially
connected.
Left unconnected.
And here you encourage children to have tattoos.
Temporary tattoos.
Who doesn't want a tattoo?
Yeah.
Temporary tattoos.
Cool. That heart tattoo made up of dots is beautiful. I'd get that.
Yeah, so this is a school pride campaign. How can we do something that's not cheesy, that stays in the same visual language that that students might be able to own? And so it's the letter I made up of dots connected by lines, the heart made up of dots of different sizes, a cloud of dots, and our symbol for school, which is this kind of massive dots connected by lines in under a shelter.
So people can take it and mess around with it whatever way they want.
Sure.
It's not some pure, clean brand Bible way.
Yeah, we don't want it to feel corporate. The greatest brands are the ones that kind of spread into our culture seamlessly and kind of get transformed by what people do to them, right?
Sold. This is great. This is fantastic. And for all those, I don't know, Gates Foundation executives listening or anybody else who has a serious interest in communicating the importance of teachers and schools and education, go to studio360.org and take a look. This is really, really extraordinary.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We had a blast.
Julia Vaxer-Zeltzer and DeRoy Peraza are the principals of the design firm HyperAct. You can see images of their proposed teacher rebranding and a video of them at work at studio360.org. And while you're at our website, tell us what you think. Tell me one more time, people, now.